I'm Rick Slotchford with another Day Page for January 27th, 2014. More than 60 people were killed in Egypt this weekend as military forces clashed with supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood in the wake of the third anniversary of the uprising that ousted Hosni Mubarak. Following the weekend's violence, the military government said it would hold presidential elections earlier than its political roadmap had called for, before the races to select a new parliament. The Syrian government and opposition leaders are holding face-to-face talks for the first time at the UN-backed peace conference in Geneva. This weekend's sessions focused on humanitarian gestures after initially facing potential collapse. Women and children are set to leave the city of Homs, having been granted safe passage to escape the violence. Homs has been under government siege for the past 18 months, and hundreds of civilians are in need of aid. Today's Syrian negotiations are focusing on plans for political transition, a key sticking point between the two sides. The Syrian opposition and world powers, including the United States, have demanded the departure of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, who has no plans to leave. At least 70 people were killed and dozens more wounded in a weekend of violence across Iraq. More than 140,000 have been displaced since clashes broke out between the government forces and Sunni militants in Anbar province late last month. The Afghan government has released a group of 37 prisoners from the former U.S. prison at Bagram. The Obama administration had lobbied intensely against the prisoners' release, accusing them of attacks on Afghan civilians and U.S. troops. But the Afghan government has said there was insufficient evidence to justify their continued imprisonment. The United States has carried out a new missile strike in Somalia. The political opposition in Ukraine has rejected a sweeping power-sharing offer to stop massive protests. Three people are dead after a gunman opened fire in a Maryland shopping mall before taking his own life. An advisor to Edward Snowden has ruled out plea talks with the United States government unless Snowden is offered amnesty. West Virginia has ordered the removal of all storage tanks from the site that leaked chemicals into the state's water supply earlier this month. J.P. Morgan Chase has handed CEO Jamie Dimon a massive compensation package, despite a year that saw the financial giant pay off a record amount of criminal fines. J.P. Morgan paid $2.6 billion for failing to disclose suspicions of fraud in what turned out to be a massive Ponzi scheme by Bernie Madoff. A Texas hospital has removed a brain-dead pregnant woman from life support following a lengthy battle with family members who said keeping her on life support would go against her wishes. That's Day Page for this day. You can find them all at daypage.net. It's a production of Radio InfoWeb, heard on the Liberty Radio Network. Join me next time for another Day Page.